is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of July, 2016. It was on this day, 1838, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered a commencement address to the Harvard Divinity School, in which he said, "The true Christianity of faith like Christ's in the infinitude of man is lost," which angered many people in his audience, and it was 30 years before he was invited back to speak at Harvard. It's the birthday of Iris Murdoch, born in Dublin, 1919, raised in London. Her father was English. His cavalry regiment was stationed in Dublin during World War I. On his way to church one Sunday, he heard a girl sing in the church choir, and he married her. Iris was an only child. She had a happy home life. She described her family as a perfect trinity of love. Her mother always singing. Her father liked to talk about books with his daughter. And she felt, even as a young girl, that she would be a writer one day. Studied philosophy, Oxford, Cambridge, became a lecturer at Oxford, studied the work of Jean-Paul Sartre, whom she had met, especially his fiction. And she wrote her first novel, Under the Net, which years later was named one of Modern Library's 100 best English language novels of the 20th century. She went on to write 25 more novels, including The Bell, The Black Prince, and The Sea, The Sea. She wrote, "It is difficult in life to be good and difficult in art to portray goodness." And yet, Alyosha in The Brothers Karamazov and the grandmother in Proust's novel do exist. She married a scholar named John Bailey. They lived in a cottage stuffed with books and dirty laundry, empty wine bottles, old newspapers. She had many affairs with men and women. And in a memoir, John Bailey wrote, "In early days, I always thought it will be vulgar to give any indications of jealousy, but she knew it was there, and she soothed it just by being the self she always was with me, which I soon knew to be wholly and entirely different from any way that she was with other people." It's the birthday of Thomas Bulfinch, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1796, who preserved Greek and Roman myths, the legends of King Arthur, Robin Hood, other British folktales, in Bulfinch's mythology. It's the birthday of the French philosopher Jacques Derrida, founder of deconstruction, born on this day in El Bihar, Algeria, 1930, who generally refused to define deconstruction, except to say that it takes place as the experience of the impossible. Author of more than 40 very dense books, including Resistances of Psychoanalysis and The Animal That Therefore I Am, famous for saying there is nothing outside the text. Here's a poem for today by Lois Parker Edstrom entitled Almanac. My grandparents owned the land, worked the land, bound to the earth by seasons of planting and harvest. They watched the sky, the habits of birds, hues of sunset, the moods of moon and clouds, the disposition of air. They inhaled the coming season, let it brighten their blood for the work ahead. Soil sifted through their fingers, embedded beneath their nails. And this is what they knew, this rhythm circling the years. They never left their land, each in their own time settled deeper. Almanac, a poem by Lois Parker Edstrom from Night Beyond Black, published by Moonpath Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.